supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow, so be with us.
Yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Friday, is the 24th of Rabiul Awal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter At-Taha, verse 132.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأمر أهلك بالصلاة واصطبر عليها لا نسألك رزقا نحن نرزقك والعاقبة للتقوى.
And enjoin prayer upon your family and people, and be steadfast therein. We ask you not for provision, we provide for you, and the best outcome is for those of righteousness.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Whenever the life of the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, was straightened, he recited the mentioned verse and then he told his family members to establish prayer. The reason of it is that this very prayer for you and your household is the source of sanctification, serenity of the heart, mind, strengthening of the spirit, and duration of the remembrance of Allah.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees, praise be to Him supreme is He. Praise be to Him supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
We have spoken about waiting for a better tomorrow. This is another part. Some days suck. This is true no matter who you are, where you work, how much money you make, or how many good relationships you have in your life. Sometimes there is nothing you can do to control or manage your state of affairs to recover the day, and you're left riding out the bad day until it's over. You can't change the past, and there is usually not a lot you can do to change your present circumstances. But don't let that fool you into thinking that you can change how tomorrow will play out. With the right attitude, a solid plan, and the right tools at your disposal, even a chaotic day can become manageable. Don't let one bad day ruin the rest of your week. Take action now to make sure tomorrow becomes a better day.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. In this show, we are going to talk about how to make a better tomorrow. What happens in case a person comes to this world, he has some duties and responsibilities. It's not the case just to use up and eat up and consume and do not produce anything for the others. No, we have some duties and responsibilities in this world, in our family, in smaller societies, in society, and in the world itself. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran, chapter Al-Imran, verse 130, يَا يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا الرِّبَ أَضْعَافًا مُضَاعَفَةً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. O you have faith, do not exact usury, twofold or severalfold, and be wary of Allah that you may be felicitous. Again, we are not here just to eat up and treasure up whatever is in the earth. So it's our duty to plan and to produce something for the others. So we have our responsibilities. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here wants to tell us what we have to do. So in the surahs and ayahs that we have looked at, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers disobedience to the truth and disbelief in God's promises as an example of the destruction of peoples and nations. And here we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejects absolute consumerism,
And he calls man to strive and produce in order to serve the society and the same species and the other humankinds and the other people and the other and the same species of humankind. And salvation in the shade of righteous deeds and abandoning vices is defined as the destination of man. We need to say that in our today's world, which is pregnant with major events and developments in various fields, and the speed of social, economic, and political changes is increasing, planning and foresight have become more important, and we are understanding and seeing the importance of this important issue. And man today by himself is more and more caught up in material and mental concerns. So this statement means that the man has not been successful in understanding issues related to planning and other sciences. Because when there is no planning and foresight, the result would be what? Chaos, mental concern and mental and material concerns. So thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, for your staying tuned and listening to us. Till our next show, I live in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Because in this part, we'll look at the new you. Your time is your asset. Work is the vocation of living. Idleness is death. Time idly wasted is even more severe than death. Wasting time cuts you off from Allah and the hereafter, whereas death cuts you off from worldly life and its people. This world is people's farm, whose yield they harvest in the hereafter. Those who sow nothing in this world will reap nothing in the hereafter, only losses and regrets. Many are heedless to the gifts of health and leisures. Prophet Muhammad said, two blessings which many people do not appreciate, health and leisure. Many people with healthy bodies and plenty of time wander aimlessly through this life without hope, occupation, or a cause to which to dedicate their life. What do you think about committing to having a better day? This is among the list of things to do right now to make tomorrow a better day. Yes, commit to having a better day. This is far more important than it seems. How you feel about and react to the world depends largely on your frame of mind when experiencing things. If you're feeling impatient, angry, and like you're having the worst day ever, a traffic jam is going to seem incredibly frustrating. If you set out thinking that the day is beautiful and that nothing can keep you down, a traffic jam might seem like a good opportunity to listen to that new album you've been meaning to hear. Make a commitment to yourself right now that tomorrow will be a better day and invest in that belief. You'll be amazed what an impact it has on your outlook.
If Allah Azza wa Jal could forgive you, forgive yourself as well. You are not the only sinner on this planet. You are not the only person that committed a sin or a crime or has a past. Everyone has a past. If you've committed a mistake in the past, others have committed mistakes in the past. If you've done things that you're not proud of, everyone has done things that they are not proud of. It's relative. It varies from person to person. But we all have mistakes. Every person has done something in the past that they're not proud of. We are humans. To be human is to have errors, is to have sins, is to have mistakes. That is what being a human being is all about. That you're not perfect. Although you're not perfect, but you try to improve. That is the essence of being a human being. That you have mistakes, but you can still move on and you start fresh and you make amends and you repent and you seek forgiveness and you move forward. You need to stop the stress. You need to stop the anxiety. You need to stop the depression. Yes, embrace your past. Acknowledge the past. Do not deny it. Do not deny it to yourself, not others. Do not deny it to yourself. Embrace your past. Embrace your mistakes. But now, move forward. Recognize that you're not perfect. Recognize that you've committed mistakes. Recognize it. Admit it. Embrace the past. But now, move forward. Move on. Start a new chapter in your life. Begin fresh and new with Allah Azza wa Jal. التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. He who repents from a sin, it's as if he never had a sin in the first place. So if Allah is willing to start fresh with you, be willing to start fresh with yourself. Give yourself a chance. Don't be so hard and harsh on yourself. Give yourself a chance to move forward, to make amends, and to fix the mistakes of the past.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. It seems that our time is over, so inshallah we continue this interesting topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget, follow us on parstoday.com/en. We're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow. Till tomorrow, have a nice time.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Hello dear friends, and here is a brief but bright statement on the realities of life expressed by Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, the vicegerent of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. O people, you should know that everyone who walks on the surface of this earth will eventually go beneath it. Thank you.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about the role of the intellect in chastisement and reward. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked a group of people who were praising a man. You know, there was a group of people, they were praising a person. The Prophet Muhammad asked them, how is the man's intellect? Kayfa aqlu rajul? How is this person's intellect? You know, to which they replied, O Prophet of Allah, we are telling you about his endeavors at worship. And you are asking us about his intellect? Meaning, these people were kind of praising him. He's doing so much prayer. He's praying so much. He fasts so much. And so on and so forth. And you're asking us about his intellect. What's the point? This person is doing so much good. Let's say that he doesn't have a very strong intellect. And he's not very smart. And what's the big deal? So the Prophet replied, verily, the stupid person suffers as a result of his stupidity, worse than the immorality of an immoral person. Right? The stupidity of a stupid person is worse than the immorality of an immoral person. Right? So let's say that this person, he worships God a lot, and you know he conducts lots of acts of worship. He prays a lot, he fasts a lot. But the person, because he doesn't have a strong intellect, right? His virtue is less than the person who maybe, you know, performs less acts of worship, but is smarter than the previous one. The servants will rise up in rank, the Prophet said, in the hereafter, and will receive great proximity towards their Lord in proportion to their intellects. Their proximity, their qurb to God, which is the central and Islamic virtue and criterion for the sa'adat and the felicity of a person in the hereafter, all of this, it is in proportion to a person's intellect. By intellect here, obviously, in the parlance of Islam, we don't simply mean how smart the person is, his the level of his, you know, into his mind or his intellectual quotient, his IQ, or things like that, right? By intellect, we mean something very specific, right? It means, you know, it's something very total, meaning, you know, how much this person understands Allah, and obviously, and if this person follows the consequences and the corollaries of this belief, you know. In a similar way, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Verily, all good is grasped through the intellect, and the man devoid of intellect has no religion." And Imam Hassan ﷺ said, "Both the abodes of the world and the hereafter are grasped by the intellect, and whoever is deprived of the intellect is deprived of them both." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the role of the intellect in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانه. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm very glad to tell you that we have again here our brothers from Sevier International School, Brother Ali Nasir, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and also Fawad Haider Naqawi. So, Assalamu alaikum, brothers. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam.
Are you fine, Hussein?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Fawad Haider, how about you?
Salam, I'm fine, sir.
Okay,
how are you?
That's great, that's great. Thank you. And Hassan Nasrullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Everything
fine.
All right?
Yes.
You're welcome. Thank you. And Ali Nasir, are you great?
Alhamdulillah,
well?
Sir.
Well, okay, alhamdulillah. Great. He says alhamdulillah always, and that's the best thing. Alhamdulillah. So, I hope you're fine as well, inshallah. Thank you so much for joining us. Please stay with us, inshallah, till the end of this session. Again, today, inshallah, we will be having another Quranic session, working on Tajweed rules and also having a short explanation about one ayah or two
ayat or verses of the Holy Quran.
All right, today inshallah we'll do the ayah 39 of Surah Al-Baqarah, and make sure inshallah it's an important ayah. Let's first listen to this ayah, okay? In the previous sessions, we were talking about the previous verses. Make sure you have listened to them. If you have not, listen to them. Nice explanation, short explanations we had, okay? And nice rules, our brothers and sisters, our brothers here helped you a lot, okay? Now, let's listen to ayah 39 of Surah Al-Baqarah and we will talk about it.
والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
So, I will read inshallah, okay? Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, and Ali Nasir, repeat after me. Brothers and sisters who are listening to us, please practice with us. So, 1, 2, 3. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار
والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار
هم فيها خالدون
هم فيها خالدون.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. For like the future of those who believe in Allah Almighty, okay? Allah Almighty talked about them in the previous ayah. فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ Those who follow, anyone who follows my instructions, my guidance, my hidayah, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْسَنُونَ They will have no fear, no grief, no sorrow, no sadness. Like prosperity will be for them, okay? Jannah will be for them. In the previous verses, we had talked about it, yes? وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتَ الْأَنْهَارِ كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا That one, okay? خَالِدِينِ فِيهَا That one, okay? We had.
Yes.
So, now in this ayah, Allah Almighty talks about the ones who do not follow the guidance of Allah Almighty. The ones who do not believe in Allah Almighty. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Those who do not disbelieve in Allah Almighty. Okay, kufr means to cover something. As if, for example, this is the belief in Allah Almighty, for example. Okay, suppose something like you cover it. When you cover it, you do not see it. You do not let yourself understand. You cover your understanding. Okay? You cover your belief. You cover your heart. Your wisdom. Okay? Your fitrah, actually. Okay? So, it means, kufr means to cover something. Okay? Kafir means he is covering his sight. He is covering, actually, the reality of Allah Almighty, the reality of Islam, the reality of Iman. Okay? He doesn't see, doesn't understand that. It's his problem. He is covering. Kafir means the one who does it. Alright? So, it's because of their own deeds. Their own choices. Because we have given free. We are given, yes? Free choice. So, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا Those who disbelieve and those who deny. Okay? كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا Our signs. Ayah has two meanings. Okay? As far as I know. Ayah once. Mean, for example, from number 37 to number 38, between these two numbers, there is a sentence of Allah, Quran Karim, yes, surah. That's called ayah. Also, okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, for example, we say ayah 39, ayah 38, this yes. way. And ayah also means sign or symptom. Okay? Sign. Sign of something. For example, you go to traffic. We have a lot of, in traffic, police traffic, okay, we have many signs. Okay, this is, for example, the sign that you have to stop. This is the sign that your speed, you should not, for example, speed up, okay? So,
yes,
many signs. So, ayah is, it means also the sign of Allah Almighty. Whatever reminds us of Allah Almighty, whatever reminds us of Allah Almighty, that's a sign, that's an ayah. Bi ayatina, for example, look, the sky, the earth, human being, okay, we all are creations of Allah Almighty. So the one who denies says, no, nobody created this. All of a sudden, bing bang, done.
Naturalists?
Yes. Big bang, okay, those who follow big bang, okay? Those who follow, for example, any other, like scientists or whoever. So, disbelievers. كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. Allah Almighty says, they are أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. Why? Because they themselves choose not to believe. They themselves choose not to go to heaven. Naturally, look, if we do nothing, we are created for heaven, to be in heaven. Naturally, Allah Almighty has created us to go in heaven. But he has, at the same time, given us free choice, okay, to enjoy more with our free choice. Look, whatever we ourselves choose, we enjoy it more, yes?
Yes.
Do you choose, for example, the trousers or the pants, or for example, the bicycle that your dad buys for you, or you go with your dad and choose it? Which one is more enjoyable? You go and choose. Yes. So that's why Allah Almighty has given us free choice that we have to choose. He has created both ways, okay? Heaven and hell. The one that we choose with the guidance of Allah Almighty, that's more enjoyable, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, he blesses us and he at the same time gives us free choice. So, but we say, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, those who do not choose this one, أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. Okay? هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. خَالِدُون is used for those, for like in the previous verses we had, those who are أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Look, we will stay there forever. But inshallah, we'll talk in the coming verses, okay? That will we stay, if someone goes to hell, will he stay forever there or no? After he is punished well enough, okay? He'll return back to heaven. Is it that way or no? We'll talk about it, inshallah. قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So now let's go to Tajweed rules. And make sure you refer to Tafasir book, okay? So, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا. Make sure, do not say كَذَبُوا. كَذَبُوا has another meaning, كَذَبُوا. Both have close meanings, the same meanings, but one is with more emphasized, one is less intensifying. كَذَبُوا means he lied. But كَذَبُوا means
he lied.
No. كذبوا has, yeah, that meaning as well has, but here it doesn't mean. كذبوا becomes with ba. Look, it has a ba with it.
Yeah.
كذبوا بي. It means they denied.
كذبوا.
Or they kind of related. They related a big lie to something. To relate something to something. To relate like a deniance or kind of a bad title to something else. Mm-hmm. Okay? كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. So, آيَاتِنَا. Make sure we have three long vowels. آيَاتِنَا. Right? أُولَٰئِكَ. That mad is not mad wajib, right? آيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ. It's
this one is wajib.
That is jaiz. Okay?
Not ulaika.
It's not mustahab. Mustahab means you get reward, extra reward, okay? It's jaiz. Jaiz means optional. You do it or no?
Question,
does wajib has reward?
Yeah, of course.
Mustahab has more wajib.
Yeah. The difference between mustahab and wajib is this, that if you avoid wajib, you will get punished. But if you avoid mustahab, you will not get punished. Yeah? So, there are many differences. So, one of the differences is this. Now, أولئك أصحاب النار. أصحاب النار. This را إخفاء. إخفاء, no, sorry. This را, a heavy letter, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
If you stop there, make sure you pronounce it heavily. أولئك أصحاب النار. I told you, when you stop at a word having mad, natural mad, two counts, You can stretch it for longer, Mad. أولئك أصحاب النار. I stretched it, yes? While it is نار, two counts. But you can stretch it for 4 or 5 counts.
What about 6?
Yeah. Stretch it, no problem. Because it is مد العارض للسكون.
How much do you want you can go on?
Hmm? Go, you, speed you, up, speed up, whatever.
You can go on like yeah, yeah. 20 counts.
Yeah, yeah. 20, for 20 minutes you can stretch.
Free.
If you can. Okay. So if you could do it for 4, it's enough, okay? Because you can't do more. You don't have that much long breath, okay? You can't breathe that. So, هم فيها خالدون خالدون. This ayah didn't have really like difficult rules. All were easy. So inshallah, in the next ayah we have. So, ready to read it together, all together?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Together recitation. So 1, 2, 3.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون صدق الله العلي العظيم
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us, for listening to us, actually listening to the Quran. And Fawad, Hussein, Hassan, Ali Nasir, thank you so much for joining us again. Inshallah, we'll be here. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. Stay with us. See you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
You are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program, The Last Savior. This is your host, Zainab. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, said, "The one who dies and does not recognize the Imam of his time will actually die the death of an ignorant." But in this program, we try to provide you with the most information regarding the Imam of your time. Yes, this is the last savior. And today we are going to discuss the signs of the advent of Imam al-Zaman, Ajallaha Ta'ala Faraja. And on that note, today in our studio, we have with us very special guest. We have Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Well, when talking about the signs of Advent, they have been discussed a lot. There are certain signs that are known as very certain or definite signs of the Advent of Imam. And there are signs which are also discussed as uncertain or indefinite signs. We would want you to give us a brief introduction and then the types of these signs as well.
Sure. Alhamdulillah, there are many books written about what we call it Alama al-Zuhur, or the signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. But the point is that there are many narrations in this regard, but in many of such books, we do not see any clarification about the authenticity of the narrations.
All right.
So all the narrations are put together, and then it may have some negative consequences. So some of these narrations are weak in terms of the chain, for example, okay, or in terms of the content. And we see that some false claimants or some ignorant people,
yeah,
by just reading one narration and ignoring others, mm-hmm, and by just referring to the content of the narration and without analyzing the chain of the narration and so on and so forth, they try to come to a conclusion that this is a sign mentioned in the narrations, and now we see the sign, so this is the alama, this is the sign for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
All right.
And they make such conclusions, and unfortunately some false claimants using this method try to mislead some people.
Yeah.
So it's very important for us to know the authentic narrations in this regard, to know about the real signs of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi.
Yeah.
May Allah hasten his reappearance. And as you mentioned, we have definite and indefinite ones, which of course I will come to that.
Yeah. All right. So we have people around who claim to be the Imam of the time, just going through these narrations that misleading people, actually misusing these narrations,
exactly,
because of the weak chain or a weak content of these narrations. They try to use these narrations and more mislead the ignorant people through this.
Yeah. So if I may have a definition for the term of alama al-zuhur,
yeah,
what do we mean by this alama, this sign? Some of our dear listeners might say that it's very clear, but the point is that alamat is the plural form of alama, and alama means sign, and sign is different from cause. This is a very important that we need to pay attention to.
All right, so have we come to a conclusion that sign, alam, is not just simple signs, it has some more brief definition. I'll ask that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIP English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. This thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm with Dr. Karimi, and we're discussing about the signs of Advent. Yes, Dr. Karimi, you said that there's a definition of signs that we need to elaborate.
Let me give you and the dear listeners an example. For example, we say that the yellow face is a sign for one's illness.
Yes.
But is it a cause for the illness? I mean, yellow face is the cause and the illness is the cause?
No, it's just a sign of some other disease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the cause is something else.
Yeah.
Or, for example, white hair might be a sign for an old age, but yeah, it is not the cause.
Yeah.
So this is the point. When we are talking about the signs of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the important point is that the relation between the reappearance and these alamat is not a causal relation.
All right.
These signs are not the cause for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi,
okay,
alayhi salam. They are only signs. Yeah. Which means that they are just indicating the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and they are not the cause for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And the other conclusion is that for some of these alamat, which of course I will explain, they may not happen and their reappearance happens.
Yeah.
And with that, we come to this division among the alaim al-zuhur or alamat al-zuhur.
The signs of
the signs of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, they are divided into two categories. The mahtumat, I mean the definite signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and the indefinite ones.
All right.
So there are many signs mentioned in the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam for Akhir al-Zaman and for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. In this series of the show, I'm going to talk about only the definite ones.
All
the
right.
ones which are known as the definite ones. Meaning right. that if they do not happen, then, I mean, after them being happening, then we will have
the reappearance of Imam. The reappearance
exactly.
of Imam.
So why we have these two categories? The Shia scholars, they have analyzed all the narrations, and based on the number of the narrations for each sign and the authenticity of the chain, they have come to this conclusion, and of course the text of the chain, because in some of the texts, the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam explicitly mentioned that there are definite signs and there are indefinite signs. So, which means that the reason is based on the concept of bada, which I will explain later in
All
today's
right.
program. So the famous idea among the Shia scholars is that we have five signs which are definite.
All right.
We have a narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in which he says, قَبْلَ قِيَامِ الْقَائِمِ خَمْسُ عَلَامَاتٍ مَحْتُومَاتٍ. Before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, we have five signs which are mahtumat, meaning that they are definite.
They are definite, they are certain.
Yeah. One of them is Yamani, then Sufyani, then Sayha, which is a cry in the heaven. We'll talk about that. Qatlu nafs al-zakiyya, nafs al-zakiyya will be killed. And al-khasfu bil-bayda, burying in a land known as Bayda. We'll talk about all the details.
All right.
So according to the narrations and based on the analysis of the Shia scholars, these are among the five definite signs of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Of course, in this series, we'll discuss each
sign
one by one.
So we have
to see, and to see whether they are definite or not. This is the famous viewpoint among the Shia scholars,
right.
but we'll discuss that.
Inshallah, we'll talk more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm with Dr. Karimi and we're discussing about the signs of reappearance. Dr. Karimi, we reached a level where we said the signs of reappearance are generally categorized into definite and indefinite signs, the certain or uncertain signs. And now you, before the break, recited a narration from Imam Sadiq al-Islam, which says there are five definite signs, and I would want you to start explaining them one by one.
Okay, sure. Before that, let me also refer to some of the indefinite signs which are mentioned in the narrations.
All right.
And unfortunately, many false claimants just refer to these indefinite signs to mislead the people. So it's very important for our dear listeners to know that according to the famous viewpoint among the Shia scholars, we have only five definite signs.
Only five are definite, others are indefinite.
Five definite and the others are indefinite.
So actually people or the false claimants use these indefinite signs to misguide people.
Yeah.
We would want you to give a little intro about these indefinite signs as well.
Yeah. So as I mentioned, we will come to the concept of bada to say that what is the difference between definite and indefinite ones.
Yeah.
Because according to the famous viewpoint among Shia scholars, bada may happen for the indefinite signs, but may not happen for definite ones. Inshallah, we'll discuss that later.
Okay.
So for example, in some narrations, it's been mentioned that solar eclipse in the mid of the holy month of Ramadan is a sign for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Now imagine that this year this happens. So is it true to conclude that so for sure Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is coming next week or next month? No. This is an indefinite sign for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, because it's possible for this event to happen in another year.
Yeah.
In other narration, we have a lunar eclipse in the beginning or at the end of the holy month of Ramadan.
Okay.
The other one is the uprising of a man from Qazwin whose name is like the name of one of the prophets.
Okay.
Or demolishing of the city of Basra, or the walls of the mosque of Kufa, they are demolished, or the black flags from Khorasan, or a very vast damages and demolishing in Syria and Iraq. Or, for example, three groups, they would fight each other in Syria. You see, nowadays, I mean, in the last years, after the fitna of ISIS, we have had, great damages in Syria and Iraq. And referring to such narrations, some people came to claim that so for sure Imam Mahdi, these are the signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and for sure it is very close to us. So the point is that we cannot conclude from such events that, of course, we are waiting for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and we are praying for that. But does it mean that we can refer to these events to claim that these are the definite signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam? No. Why? Because, first of all, these are indefinite signs.
All right.
And bada may happen. And second of all, it may happen another time in future. So we have the fighting of three groups in Syria as a sign.
All right.
So is it the only time that it's going to happen? No. It may happen in future. And that one would be might be the sign for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
All right.
So that is the point.
So can you give us a very little definition about what is bada?
Yeah. Some, especially non-Shias, they claim that it is only a Shia doctrine. And it is because of a kind of misunderstanding about the concept of bada. Bada, which is a technical term in Shia terminology and Shia theology, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals something to the people other than what they thought.
Okay.
Okay? So, for example, at the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, people thought that Ismail would be the next Imam after Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, but then he died. So, bada happened, meaning that something was revealed to the people that they didn't know. Doesn't mean that Allah na'udhu billah didn't know. No. This is a kind of misunderstanding.
So there's a kind of change in what was about to happen.
Yeah.
And this concept is called the concept of bada. In fact, this is something that needs more explanation.
Sure.
Inshallah, we'll discuss that in another episode. Thank you so much for being with us.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Comes from the heart of beautiful Iran.